Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety FAQ podcast. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and I'll be answering your questions about child and teen anxiety. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I've been working with kids and families for more than 30 years. Now I run Child Anxiety Support, a membership program for parents of anxious kids and teens. Let's get started. We have a terrific question today, and that's, what can I do about my anxious child's temper? This is a really common problem and reason that parents reach out to me. They have a child that has really difficult behavior, including big and angry behavior. Sometimes this includes screaming at their parents or saying really mean things like, I hate you, you're stupid, I wish you'd die. Sometimes these children are hurting other people, siblings or pets, or they're hurting themselves, hitting their own head. Sometimes they're hurting parents, pushing their parents or hitting their parents. Very often these kids are also trashing rooms. Their parents will send them to their room for some reason or send them up to bed, and the child will tear up their room, break toys, tear up mattresses. Sometimes they're tearing up other people's property. And it's understandable that people would reach out to me, parents would reach out to me saying, I need help with this behavior. But when we're starting with the behavior, we're actually starting backwards. One of the very first things that parents do when they join the Child Anxiety Support membership is download an anxiety assessment so they can get an idea of the shape of their child's anxious behavior, where it's showing up. Are we seeing general anxiety? Are we seeing separation anxiety? Are they having somatic symptoms like stomach aches and headaches? Basically, how anxious are they? And if we find out they indeed are pretty anxious, then we can understand their behavior, the why behind their behavior, which is that it's anxiety. And we have to address the anxiety before we can get to the behavior. Now, I'm not saying that angry outbursts or hurting people is acceptable. Of course, it's not. But in order to deal with it, we need to see it through the lens of anxiety and see it through the lens of that fight, flight, or freeze. And what we've got here is kids who are fighting. Now, I absolutely get that parents want to start with behavior. Behavior like this, behavior that's hurting people, is disruptive. It can be scary. It can be getting the child in trouble at school or with friends. Other family members may be alarmed and telling you've got to do something. And you, of course, may feel really urgently that something needs to happen. But you need to understand that starting with anxiety is doing something. No, it's not addressing that big angry behavior, but it's starting at the front, at the tip of that angry iceberg. So one of the things that I have is a Bill of Rights for Anxious Kids. This is based on Ross Green's work. He's the author of The Explosive Child, and he wrote a Bill of Rights for behaviorally challenged kids. And that's what I used as a model for my Bill of Rights for Anxious Kids. The gist of the Bill of Rights for Anxious Kids is that when we understand anxieties behind the behavior, we acknowledge that we need to start with anxiety. We need to start with all the anxiety work. That means starting with educating our kids about their anxiety, building their coping tools,
and importantly, seeing this as a developmental challenge for our child. Now, you can get the Bill of Rights for Anxious Kids at childanxietysupport.com/rights. And I encourage you to check this out because it's a paradigm shift. It's seeing your child as someone who is having a big developmental struggle and not a child who just needs to be parented towards a fix. It's a lot more complicated than that. Developmental challenges are not the kind of thing that you just start using a different tone or using a specific behavior modification program and it goes away. No, developmental challenges, like being an anxious child whose anxiety comes out as anger, is a big picture, long range, ongoing pursuit. Now, this does not mean that we give up and let our child's anger run rampant. No, absolutely not. Reasons are not excuses, and being anxious may be a reason, but it does not excuse behavior that hurts people. However, we do need to be realistic. For example, I get lots of calls from parents with kids who are trashing their rooms. So the first step in that is accepting I have a child who trashes their room. That's a fact and something we're going to work on. But while we're working on it, we need to accept that the room is going to get trashed. So we remove things we don't want broken. Ideally, we would do this with our child while they are calm, and we would talk about it without judgment. It wouldn't be a punishment or shaming. We might say something like, I notice that when you're upset, you really struggle. And sometimes that means in your struggle, you are trashing your room. I need to remove things that we can't afford to replace or that might hurt you if they're broken. Now, I know you're growing and you won't always be trashing your room. You need to say that part because you need to give them hope. You need to show them that you believe in them, even if they don't believe in themselves, and that you believe in their ability to outgrow and get a handle on this behavior. Now, it's okay to fake it. You may worry that they are going to do this forever, but for now, give them hope. Say to them, I know you won't always trash your room. So you remove the things that you need to remove, and then you ask them, is there anything that you want to remove? The challenge here is it can feel like giving in. It feels like letting them get away with it. If you just accept this behavior as a reality, does that mean you're condoning it? No. But in reality, it's accepting that controlling one's temper has lots of developmental challenges. These kids have growing frontal lobes, growing impulse control, and of course, growing in learning to manage anxiety. They're growing. Meanwhile, we're going to work on their anxiety, not because their behavior is bad, not because we're trying to fix the behavior, but because anxiety is difficult and painful. And as our child learns to manage their anxiety, we will see changes in their angry outbursts. In anxiety, we're working on lots of things. We're working on their coping tools, their ability to handle dysregulation and discomfort. And the big one is their sense of self. And that's why hope is so important. If your child sees themselves as someone who is out of control, of course they will act out of control. This is what I mean by accepting that your child is going to act out of control until they don't. That's where the hope comes in. So you say to your child, you are struggling with this, but you will not always struggle. You are going to get better at it. Until you get better at it, I need to protect you. I need to protect your siblings, myself, the household, whatever it is. Now, I want you to think, how would your management of this situation change if you gave up on the idea that your child is capable of handling their temper right now? And that is at the heart of Ross Green's work, which is Kids Do Well If They Can, and is at the heart of the Bill of Rights for Anxious Kids. When we see them as growing individuals who are struggling, then we are working with them with an acknowledgement they're not ready yet. This is your anxious child with a temper. just like having a toddler who's a messy eater. Toddlers are going to be messy eaters until they have the skills to eat neatly. Kids who are struggling with their tempers because of anxiety are going to continue to lash out until they have the skills not to. Meanwhile, we work on the anxiety with the understanding that as they get better control over their anxiety, as they grow in those developmental skills, the impulse control, the handling dysregulation, the concept of themselves as someone who can handle things well, we will see changes. Now, it can feel really slow going for the parent, and this is why I think it's so important to have helpers, whether that's a therapist, an understanding family member, a group of friends who also have kids with big behaviors. Maybe it's a support program like mine, but basically people who can help you see the growth even when you feel stuck in it. I can remember working with a family who had a child who used to be really destructive, punching holes in walls, and things got better and they got better. And then one day the child slipped, because we're going to slip as we're growing, and punched a hole in the wall again. And the parent said, "Oh my gosh, are we right back at the beginning? Are we starting over?" And we were able to look together and say, this is the first time in a long time that my child has done this. They are growing and getting better. Sure, they had a slip, but the work that we've done is making a difference. Look at how well they're doing. Let's look at all of their successes. And also, then that family was able to share that with the child because they get discouraged too. They think of themselves as people who are problems, who are upsetting the family, who are destructive. It takes time to change that mindset. So the answer is, what can you do about your anxious child's temper is accept that the temper is an issue and start making plans to protect the people and things, the household, the other family members, and meanwhile, get to work on the anxiety. Accept that your child is going to lash out, figure out how you would like to keep everybody safe, and focus on the anxiety. And usually that means starting with baby steps. If you're struggling with this, if you're not sure how to do it, please reach out to me and let's see if child anxiety support could be a help. Thanks for tuning in this week. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on the show, you can reach out to me by going to childanxietysupport.com and submitting a question there. You can also check out the program while you're there. And if you'd like to learn more about whether or not it would be a good fit for your family, feel free to reach out for a quick consult call. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.